Worldwide Sound. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Hello, and how are you this day? It is morning here in the concept called the United States. We are TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. And now you are in touch with the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby. The phone lines are open and you can begin to call in at 1-877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can also view the program if you would like by going to the YouTube channel, typing in the word Talktainment, and then typing in the word radio, and then scroll down to the box where it says where you can put in Talktainment number 2, and then you are live. By the way, you can subscribe and like that button. You can also go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and just click Listen Live, and you are right there. That is the way that we would prefer you do that. And you can also go to Facebook.com/TalkTainment, and you can hear the entire show. A lot of people like to do that. Today's subject is actually going to be a Q&A session. We do that to clean out the Gmails that we have accumulated, and we also take your calls live on the air, so you can begin to call in now. Q&A for Mr. Fuller. He will suggest, some say answer, wherever you want to do your concerns and go from there. It is imperative that as you have begun to listen, and a lot of people have, that you think, speak, and act in a codified way as you are still learning. And this program is all about that, and Mr. Fuller has many suggestions on how to continually do that and be consistent with it. Okay, also don't forget donations, particularly for the second hour. If this program really means that much to you, then donate to the second hour of the program so we can continue to do what we do. Okay, let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Mr. Fuller, good morning, and how are you this day?
Good morning. I am still learning.
Okay. All righty, still learning. Okay, today's topic, Mr. Fuller, actually is going to be a Q&A, so let me start off with a question from the Gmail. This person has two questions, so get ready. This is going to start in the revised expanded edition on page 298. And for those of you who have the book, in which Mr. Fuller will talk about in about 40-something minutes, you can turn to page 298, and we can go from there. Oh, wait a minute. Well, let me take this phone call first. Caller, you are on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Hello?
What is your question for Mr. Fuller?
My question to Neil Fuller is, I'm calling you. All white people have sexual intercourse with black people. Are they aware of their child abuse?
Mr. Fuller, did you understand this question?
I did not understand the question.
Okay, brother, could you speak clearly and slowly so that Mr. Fuller can address that, please?
Hello?
Yes.
Are all white people who have sexual intercourse with black people, are they aware that they're committing child abuse?
Okay. Mr. Fuller, did you hear that?
Oh, I don't know. But I know that that's what it is according to the code. And why is this? Based on logic and evidence. First of all, we start with the premise that we're in a system of racism. So a racism is basically a prison system. So in a prison system, if the prison masters, particularly if it's an illegitimate prison, like a concentration camp or an internment camp during war, and that's what the world has been made of since the establishment of the system of white supremacy, presumably, using logic, and the system of white supremacy itself is a labor camp, concentration camp, internment camp, at war, prison system, then it is logical that if people are put into a prison, the prison has inmates, and that's the people that are put into the prison by force, and the prison masters have put them there by force, then if the prison masters are in a category of people who then have sexual intercourse with the people who are the convicted people, the prison inmates, the people who are in the internment camps, in that system, the prison masters, if they have sexual intercourse with any of the prisoners, that is child abuse because the prisoners are in the position of being children. They're completely helpless, and they're being taken advantage of. So prison masters are not supposed to have sexual intercourse with the inmates, because that is child abuse in function. Because people who are inmates of any prison have been put in a childlike position. It doesn't make any difference about the age of the person, how long they have been in the universe. It has to do with the position that you have. If you are in a childlike position, and victims of racism are in a childlike position, meaning what by childlike? They are completely dependent on the people who are masters over them. And if those are illegitimate masters, in an illegitimate prison that never should have existed in the first place, and they're treated in a harsh manner by being there, that's just being there itself is harsh. If the prison itself is illegitimate, which the system of racism is an illegitimate prison for the non-white people of the entire planet. So that's the answer. The answer is yes. It is child abuse, and that's the explanation, and I hope that you understand it, and if you don't, then you can ask me a further question in connection with that for clarification.
Okay.
I want to find out if the person who is listening, see, just don't take that and run with it. Yes, it's child abuse because the victims of white supremacy are children. I'm a child. I'm a victim of white supremacy. That's how I identify myself. I'm more that than I am anything else. Why? Because I've been put in that position. That is my description. You try to give me any other description, nothing is more outstanding than that. I'm a person. I'm a male. I have a certain age. I have certain abilities, but victim of white supremacy is my major title.
There's no title that I have, Neely Fuller Jr., no title that I have that is greater than victim of white supremacy. Because the white supremacists have made it clear that that is my title, more than anything else. Any title that I will ever get, as long as white supremacy exists. So I'm in a childlike position. So if I have sexual intercourse with a white person of any kind, regardless of what the arrangement is, that's child abuse, because I'm in the position of a child. Always have been. There's no such thing as a mature or a so-called adult black person anywhere on the planet in 2019 in a system of white supremacy, unless we say that there is no system of white supremacy, in which case then that would not be true. But I'm saying that it is true. It's either true or false. Mm-hmm. Either we have a system of white supremacy or we don't.
Okay. Did you?
I hope that I've made it clear.
Okay. Did you understand that, caller, and did you have another follow-up to that?
No.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. Thank you.
One more question. How can I order Mr. Fuller's book to Sweden? Is it available?
Okay. Normally, we don't do it now, but Mr. Fuller, he wanted to know, how can he get your book?
Producejustice.com. Go to producejustice.com. The information is there.
Okay.
Okay. All righty.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Okay. And that goes for anybody else who wants to order the book. But Mr. Fuller will talk about it usually at the 45-minute mark of the program, producejustice.com, how you can get the book. But thank you again, caller. Okay, going to the Gmails. This is from April, Mr. Fuller, and she just says this. On page 298 of the Code Book, Revised Expanded Edition, under the eighth area, sex, bullet number 2 states that both agree to appear present themselves to each other completely naked. Bullet point number 3 states not touching each other's bodies at any time during the meeting. What is the constructive purpose of sitting naked and not touching each other during these meetings and doing this for a period of not less than 200 days? Those bullet points, Mr. Fuller, I guess are at the top of the page 298.
Yes.
Yeah, during the second one and the third one.
Well, the reason for that is that people should be as familiar with each other as they possibly can be before they have sexual intercourse. That's male, female, of course, according to the code. You want to be as familiar with the person that you have sexual intercourse with prior to sexual intercourse. And familiarity means you have to be familiar with what they look like when they don't have their clothes on. Now, there are some people who will say, well, no, you shouldn't see anybody, I mean, in the nude or anything like that before you're in a real uptight marital situation. And that can be recognized and taken into account if people want to do that. But according to the code, it's not the best way. The code always tries to take the best way. You want to be absolute about everything, not about some things. You don't want to have to guess about nothing. That's codification. Codification is about eliminating guessing about anything in the universe. Don't guess about a snail. Don't guess about an eagle. Don't guess about an automobile. I mean, what's wrong with your car? Eliminate guessing. Codification is about no guessing at all. It's about knowing and understanding everything. Knowing and understanding everything in fine detail so that you don't have to wonder. There's no wonderment. Getting rid of wonder. That's what the brain is supposed to be doing, eliminating wonder. According to what? According to compensatory logic. Now, that type of logic may be alien to some people and may not even be acceptable to a lot of people, but it's the position that I have taken because I found out that that works best. the greater the knowledge and understanding of anything, any situation that you're in, the more you, more power a person has to do what? Eliminate problems, to solve problems, the greater the knowledge and understanding. So if two people are in a room and they are naked, but they are not touching each other, but they intend to be intimate with each other, you know, at least they are familiar with each other's bodies. The bodies are not strange to them, and particularly in this day and time. I'll give an example of what could happen that would start an argument. Say a person, you know, is acceptable to another person, and everything, they have been out here and been there and whatnot, but they have never seen each other unclothed. So now they decide to, what you call, quote-unquote, get married, et cetera, et cetera. And the fella gets to the bedroom for the first time with his mate, say if it's a male and female, like it ought to be, according to the code. And the lady takes off this and takes off that. Okay, and wait a minute. Well, he thought that from the outside it looked like she had these breasts, because he was a person probably who, that was one of the things that he thought he was attracted to. And it turns out to be something that's not her breasts. Or, in this day and time, suppose her body, because it's always been covered up, is covered with graffiti in the form of the names of other people that she has been with. Jim Williams and Clyde and Kamani and this Kofu and, you know, and on and on and on. A body completely covered. Now he's saying, well, I married you, but I didn't know that you had all that on your body. You got all these tattoos and whatnot everywhere, and they are men's names that used to be your boyfriends. And I don't want to look at that every time that I see your body. Oh, this is a terrible situation. Now, that might be a kind of a far-fetched illustration, but I'm saying, the point that I'm making, familiarization with everything about a person is supposed to be prior to the first act of sexual intercourse.
Okay.
In other words, you know what you got.
Okay.
You don't have to do no guessing about nothing. All the guessing is supposed to be way ahead.
Okay.
You don't have revelations after you have signed on for a lifetime with somebody.
Okay.
No revelations are supposed to come out after that.
Okay.
Not one.
Okay, but suppose, now, if they got this far, where does the word unconditional enter in that? Because if this person, if they love each other, isn't love supposed to be unconditional? But he looks at that, and now he doesn't like that, so that becomes a condition. What say you to that?
Well, because that wasn't one of the conditions, and he's stating that now, all right?
Oh, he's stating it now.
Mistake. Uh-huh. Now, here's what. Here's what's going on now. A mistake was made because he made an assumption that that would just be, when she takes off her clothes, she would look like the average person. I mean, no graffiti, no tattoos, no men's names and whatnot. I mean, below her navel and all this type of stuff. And, you know, because that's a condition. But that wasn't the condition that he was imagining. See, there shouldn't be any imagination about the other person. You're not imagining anything. You know that person as well as it possibly can. Any person can ever get to know a person as to the nth degree. You know exactly what you have, and they know exactly what they have. There's the greatest, the most, the, I'll put it this way, according to the code. What are the words that cause communications breakdown between people who are in what you call a marital situation or a girlfriend boy situation, boyfriend situation, whatever you want to call it, a mateship, according to the code. What are the fatal words that you usually hear over and over again? Usually three words, not I love you. It's I didn't know. I didn't know you were on parole. I didn't know you had you were HIV positive. I didn't know you had AIDS. I didn't know that you had 15 children. I didn't know this, and I didn't know that, and I didn't know the other. That's one of the first things that come up. If I had known, or sometimes it's if I had known. If I had known you were like that, if I had known something like that would make you mad to the extent that you would go through the house and break up all the furniture, I never would have got involved with you. You are absolutely crazy. I didn't know that. And they say, well, I just can't stand the type of thing that you did this morning. So when people do that to me, my mother can tell you, I always went through the house and broke up all the furniture because that's how I vent my anger. Well, I didn't know that.
Hmm.
You didn't let me know that about you. You're going to break up all the furniture every time you get mad? Just all the furniture goes into the street?
Hmm. Hold that thought, Mr. Fuller. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and in politics. Now, here's a few that I'm going to share with you. Stairway to Heaven with Claude. Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, and Blue Mood Saturday with Ed Dozier. Now, all these particular shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and where it says programs, just click on the programs, and then you may select which program that you would like to sample and see if you like it or if you don't. If you do, then sample it, click, and listen to it, and see what it's all about. All that and more comes from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And today's subject, the phone lines, by the way, are open, 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. The subject is Q&A. Mr. Fuller will take your questions and maybe answers to some. He will address those with suggestions. And we're focusing in on codification in particular, to think, speak, and act in a codified way. And Mr. Fuller, you were speaking about somebody saying, well, I didn't know. Could go ahead and continue with that thought before we move on here.
Yes, I didn't know. Lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge and understanding is never a healthy thing according to compensatory counter-racist logic or compensatory logic, period. Universal logic. Knowledge and understanding is something that people should have about everything. If you know and understand your environment, you're dropped off from an airplane into a forest, and you know all the different trees. You know which trees have the leaves on them where you can get fruit and eat. And you know those plants over there on the other side of the river, you know the ones that are poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
That if you, or you know the ones that if you touch, you will break out in hives or something. I mean, you start getting skin diseases and whatnot if you touch this type of leaf, because it does that. It has that effect on the skin. The more you know, the better.
Okay.
That's in any situation. Lack of knowledge and understanding is a plague of the entire universe. This is why people are told you must go to school. You have to learn something.
All right.
in order to function in this society. Mm-hmm. And we're going to make it mandatory that you go to school. Otherwise, you're going to make a problem for everybody after you make problems for yourself.
All right. Let's take a phone call. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to go into the book, the original version I have, the United Independent Compensatory Code System, and by Mr. Fuller. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Bobby. Hey, Mr. Fuller. What I wanted to ask was, on page... was 104... I'm going to start with that one, 104.
What book are you in?
The original version, 103, starts politics.
Okay, I don't have that one. Mr. Fuller, you have that with you, the original copy?
The original book?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I have it here, but go ahead.
Okay.
Going to read it to me while I try to go through it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start at 103, page 103, and we're talking about politics. So I just wanted to say that in regards to ADOS, the man, the American descendants of slavery, of reparation, and a black agenda, or they plan on, no one's voting, to decrease the wealth gap. One second.
Hello.
To the Area 6 of the Code of Politics.
Yes, sir.
You said,
right.
Yes.
Now, it says what now? Man. What are we talking about?
Okay, we're talking about politics.
Oh, I got it. Go ahead.
Okay. So you said that racist man and racist woman make certain non-whites depend on whites for all their needs and economics. I'm just summarizing. They discourage and prevent through speech and action, true education that would produce justice and eliminate white supremacy. They entertain us and themselves by promoting abuse of non-whites. Labor, you said that they do more work, and their work is to maintain the practice of white supremacy. And in law, you said that they practice all law to maintain white supremacy. In politics, the racist man and racist women at no time speak or act in any way to eliminate the practice of white supremacy, and their actions promote confusion in non-white thought, speech, and action in all things so that they can get or they can act as supreme leaders in religion or of sexual practices to make sure that non-white people are vulnerable at all times. So my question is, could these methods, back to ADOS, what they're asking for in reparation, could these methods and deceptive techniques that support white supremacy be so powerful without wealth? Could they be powerful without the wealth that they have? And could reparations help ADOS implement your two methods of resisting racism, for wallism and open, what is it, airism, to fight white supremacy?
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let Mr. Fuller answer that question after we take this break here, because we have to do it. And then I'm going to ask you to restate your question. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Mr. Fuller is going to address the brother's question. And then we'll have more of the Gmails. We're going to get back to the first Gmail that we had today, speaking about the sex. All that and more coming up next here on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr.
Talktainmentradio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. Talktainmentradio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
The Urban Culture Arts Foundation presents Baba Shanga Obadina Pakaki on Sunday, August the 18th from 4 to 7 and Saturday, August the 24th from 2 to 5. All events will occur in the William H. Thomas Art Gallery at 1270 Brighton Road. For more information, call 614-252-7525 or 614-745-1753.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Inco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linko today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the OhioBBN.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
Alrighty, returning here, talktainmentradio.com. We go where you go. Download the talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's the radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Nellie Fuller Jr. And today's topic is actually Q&A, your questions and possibly your answers to questions, Gmails, whatever you may have. Mr. Fuller will address them. We're identifying codification and speaking thought, speak, and action. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you need to just rephrase that question for Mr. Fuller and then give him the opportunity to answer your question fully. Go ahead, caller.
Absolutely, Mr. Bobby and Mr. Fuller. I was just really just stating on his Area 6 politics. And what my question was really dealing with is he was saying that white supremacists did certain things in the area of politics in the 9 areas of activity. So what my question was, after stating what they do and how we would eliminate it because of their wealth, that's what I'm asking about. Are they able really to do these things because of their wealth that they have?
Mr. Fuller?
Yes, because of the wealth that they have. Now, what is the wealth that the white supremacists have? That would be the question. What makes a white supremacist wealthy? What makes a white supremacist wealthy is an ideology. And what is that ideology? The ideology of dominating and mistreating people of color. That is a wealthy ideology. Why? Because it produces wealth. Somebody thought up a system. Someone looked out over the world, presumably someone who classified themselves as white, based on skin color, and a few of things associated with skin color, whatever that might be, and they said, you know what? What we need is to set up a royalist system. We need to try it. People that look like me. We can set up a royalist system, not based on hierarchy, based on ancient history and all like that, and who your grandparents were, and etc. We can set up a royalist system based on color. Now, we have always had kings and queens around for some time, all right, based on what we call blue blood, even though there's no such thing as blue blood, but we called it that, all right? But they said, we can set it up on skin color. And I guess, see, I wasn't there. I don't even know how it got started or when, but presumably it got started because we got it. And somebody said, well, what do you mean by skin color? Well, the color of somebody's skin. If the skin is dark, or if it's very dark, or if it's what you call black or dark brown, and then anything that's got color in it, I mean, we call it skin on a person, that person would be in a category that's not royal. Okay, what do you mean by not royal? Well, that person will mean that that will be a person, but the person is not entitled to anything except to be dominated and mistreated by people who are royal.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so who would these people be? Well, it would be people that we would call white people. So it would be white people and non-white people. That would be the major categories. And the white people would be white supremacists. We would be supreme over everybody who is non-royal. And the non-royal people will be everybody who has color in his or her skin. And so they came up with that idea, according to all the evidence. Somebody did. I don't know when. That's been argumentative about that. But that's exactly what happened. And it turned out, it turned out to be the greatest, wealthiest political idea, religious idea, economic idea, if you want to put it in that category, sexual idea, labor idea, in all the areas of activity of any other philosophy ever thought up among the people of what we call the planet Earth. Nothing
okay,
has proven to be more powerful. And so
can
that's the wealth of it. It's an idea. The idea is in the very wealth. Wealth means you came up with something that works, that's more powerful than anything else. That's wealth. See, when you use the word wealth, that's what wealth is.
Okay. So, Doc, how do you push your ideology then? How could we what do we need to push that ideology worldwide then?
That's what the book that you're reading is for. It's to start us in that direction. Because they had, the reason why is that they had a code for doing it. Now, what is a code? A code is how you think, how you speak, and how you act in all areas of activity. It means the things that you say and the things that you do, because everything is about doing and saying. And they covered every area of activity: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. In other words, in all these areas of activity, there are things that you do and things that you do. There are things that you say and things that you don't say each and every day. And that is a code that the white supremacists thought up. It's a white code, a white supremacist code. Now, now the question was, I want to stick to, be focused now.
Yes.
The question was, how do you counteract that? You have to have a counter code. That's where the logic is. The victims of racism, white supremacy, have never had a code. We've just had a whole bunch of philosophies and whatnot that are abstract, but not the details of what you do and what you don't do as an individual every day. It's got to be something that's tailored to the individual. What you do and what you don't do. What you say and what you don't say. We've never even attempted to come up with a code. We just get up and say, things ain't the way they ought to be. Things ain't right. They ain't treating me right. And the world is all messed up. And so let's clap our hands and jump up and down and spin around and change our hairdos and all like that. And then when we wake up the next day, everything should be in place. That's not a code. A code is detail. Detail how? Things that you do and things that you don't do. Things that you say and things that you don't say. Under any circumstance, and you lock that into your mind and your actions, your speech, and then, but it will be designed to counter their code. See, for everything that they have in their code, you have to have something that counteracts that code.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I don't like to use the illustration of boxing. But you can use baseball or anything, football. A lot of people are familiar with that. Football has a code.
Yes.
That other team has a code. Hey, when you hear that quarterback is doing what? Speaking in code.
Mm-hmm.
Do this, and then, hot, You know, and then somebody runs this way, and another person runs that way, and another person goes all the way down the field. That's a code, folks.
Okay.
We don't have anything like that.
All right,
that's all we really need.
Okay, pardon me, Mr. Fuller. I have to do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Yes, we go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Now, our subject today is actually a Q&A, and people have called in with Q&A, and Mr. Fuller was addressing the first question that we had this morning, but we have to allow the callers to come in. But it is at this time, and we certainly didn't mean to interrupt Mr. Fuller, but we have to do this. It is at this time that we have Mr. Fuller speak about his book briefly, and then we'll try to go back to the callers, and hopefully we'll get the first question answered. Mr. Fuller, speak about your book, please.
Yes, but I'm going to speak about the book right after this, but I have to say this. I want to express to the caller, if I sounded a bit animated, I shouldn't have done that. I should have been much calmer. That's a part of the code, too. I have to practice that, being calm when I'm trying to explain something, and be more paced than I am. That is a fault of mine. But and people need to point it out to me when I'm doing that. Calm down and be more slower and precise, because I become more animated, I have a tendency to kind of rush ahead, because we do have time constraints. But let me get to the book. You can get to the book that we're talking about now. The code, that's what I call it. It's not a complete code, because there's no such thing as a complete code until all the problems are solved. But it's a guideline for having a code that will be a complete code for doing what? For solving a problem. For every problem that was ever solved in the universe, there was a code for doing so. There is a code for solving every problem, but you have to have one, or the problem doesn't get solved. It's a code for doing everything, electrical code, plumbing code. If you're going to lay down a street in a city, you have to go by some type of code when you mix that concrete. There's a code for mixing concrete, or you're going to come up with something that as soon as you get it out there on the road, you're going to have to do it all over again next week. Because now, when the sun hits it, on account of it didn't follow the code, you got a lot of concrete that's all buckling and whatnot, and cars are bouncing all over the place and running into things and running off the road because there's a lot of cracks and whatnot. So somebody had to figure out, what is the code for making concrete for the type of weather that we have? That's a code. So in order to get the book that leads us in this direction, I hope, go to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. Because ultimately, when you replace the system of racism, counter-racist logic, or logic period, means when you replace something, you're going to have, when you take something away, you should replace it with something else that's better. What would be better than racism? What would be better than racism is justice. So the name of the website that you go to get the book is producejustice.com. Producejustice.com. Because ultimately, that's what we're supposed to be producing. Because there's no point in getting rid of racism if you're not going to replace it with something that's better than racism. And that would be justice. Go to producejustice.com, and the method for ordering will be there. That's the book that I have put out.
Okay. There you have it. We will try to get back to that first question, Mr. Fuller, because there were two more parts to it. Let's take this phone call. Okay, caller, you're on with Mr. Neely Fuller. What is your question, please?
How you doing, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Bobby? I got two questions now, because I'm just looking at the code book right now. Is it codified to be angry? What does the code say exactly about it being about anger? Because I know as a black male, only time I'm allowed to be angry is around towards other black people. So what's the code say about being angry, Mr. Ford?
Well, what we do is take anger apart. What causes anger? Anger, you usually get angry when you don't know what to do about something. That's what makes you angry. You're in a situation and you get frustrated. See, first thing that happens, you get frustrated. Frustration comes from what? Confusion. Confusion about what? About you don't, it's a situation you ran into and all of a sudden you don't know what to do about it right away to go about taking care of that situation in the best possible manner that can be done. In other words, okay. For every situation, for every poison, there is an antidote. So if you don't have the antidote to a poison, you get frustrated, and then you get confused. And confusion brings about anger, all right? That's where you're going with it. When you see anybody angry, they are confused. Confused about what? About the best way of going about resolving whatever's going on. If you ever notice yep. that a calm person that walks up into a situation where everybody's screaming and yelling and running around in circles, the person who is calm is usually the person that knows the solution to the problem. That one person that walks through the crowd and says, hey, the reason you all are having all of this, disease or whatever it is and all like that, that you're not using the correct combination of medicines. Now here, I'm going to mix this with this and mix that with that. I want everybody to take a drink of it, and then your headaches will be gone. Because everybody here has got a headache. You said something is wrong, and everybody here is angry, and everybody here is confused and whatnot. But you didn't mix the correct concoction together. I knew what the deal was. I made the correct diagnosis. That's why I didn't come in here mad and angry and run it all over around the place in a circle like black people do all over the world, because we are angry and confused and frustrated about everything because we don't know the solution to anything. All right? We don't have a method or a code for doing anything. The white supremacists have made us that way. And that is the answer.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Information, correct information at the time that you need it will keep you from being angry every time. You will not be angry if you've got the correct information at the time that you need it and you can act on that information and get the things done the way they ought to be done. You will never be angry. That's all. Information.
Okay. Information. Thank you for that very precise
answer. What is your
answer.
Second question, sir?
My second question is on page 445 of the revised expanded edition.
Okay, 445.
And that's where we have all the quotes. And okay. It's the second line from the bottom. It says, be thankful to the creator of you for every breath that we have ever received and for every breath that you will ever receive. Each one has been a great gift. And why be thankful? The question is, why be thankful for every breath as a prisoner of war? And or why is it a gift to be able to breathe in prison? That's like a chicken being able to breathe in a slaughterhouse or a cow being able to breathe in a slaughterhouse. Why be thankful for every breath as a prisoner of war?
The answer to that is, logically speaking, because the code says always follow the logic, if you're breathing, that means you are here or wherever you are, you're breathing. That's the first thing you do when you come into the universe as a person. You're not really a person, they say, what they call a live person, because a dead person isn't really a person anyway, all right, once they're dead. But you, the first thing that happens when you come into the world is that doctor sees to it, if it's a doctor there, that you are breathing. So when you breathe, you inhale. That's the first act of breathing. You inhale for the first time, then you exhale, okay? And then you inhale and you exhale, and you continue to do that. It's called breathing. And as long as you are breathing, you should keep in mind, whenever your mind, your breath starts working on your mind and telling you something about you have a mind or that you are here. because when you're breathing, that first breath that you take, you don't even know that you're here because your mind is not working on the first breath. But you become aware that you are something that is here and that you are breathing. Now, you didn't do any of this yourself. So therefore, your obligation is to use every breath that you take, that inhaling, that exhaling, to pay for that first breath that you took. Because you're breathing all day long. I don't know how many breaths I have taken, inhale and exhale, even as I speak now. I mean, by the millions, I don't know. I couldn't give you a figure. I mean, but I've done nothing to earn that. I didn't even know I was breathing. I didn't even know what breath was when I first came into the world. I don't remember it anyway. All right? Even if I did know it, I don't remember it now. I don't remember the day that I was born. Somebody told me what day I was born and when and under what circumstances. I don't remember any of that. But presumably, I did breathe, something called breathing. Now, I have to compensate whatever the source is that saw to it that I did that. The inventor of breathing. That's why when people ask me, according to the code, people ask me, well, what did your ancestors do, Fuller? I said, my ancestor invented breathing. And it don't get no better than that.
And thinking, too.
My ancestor, no, well, I said, well, breathing comes before thinking, all right? So I go right to the core. My ancestor invented breathing. So if the average person I say that to thinks of what? They say, well, oh, are you talking about, well, you must be talking about God then. God invented breathing. I say, you can call it what you want to, but you asked me about my ancestor. And so my ancestor would be what you would call God. But whatever invented breathing is my ancestor. I don't go into this thing about building the pyramids and all this. I go right to the, you know, right to what I know for a fact. And how do I know my ancestor invented breathing? Because I'm breathing. See, I got evidence that my ancestor invented breathing. Something had me breathing before I knew that I was breathing, which means I have an ancestor. So whatever came before me that started me to breathing, that's my main ancestor. I mean, a person can say, well, I got an ancestor. I mean, I got an aunt that goes way back to the Ivory Coast. I got a cousin that was in London. And that's what they call ancestors. I go right to the ancestor. My ancestor invented breathing, and nothing gets better than breathing. Because I don't know of anything that doesn't breathe, including plants, trees, they got to breathe. And they tell me, hey, everything that amounts to anything breathes. It collects something out of something. It takes in air. Things begin to die when you don't have air. That's what I've been told. I believe that. I see evidence of that. So that's what I go with.
Okay. All right, my brother.
Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Again, my name is Mansour Celestin, and to Talktainment Radio, I will be making a donation this week, too, so you can look forward to that. I encourage everyone, too, who values this information.
All right.
And take care. You guys have a good day.
All right, thank you, brother. Talktainmentradio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned. Well, first of all, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the second hour, the donate hour, on the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller and co-host Mr. Bobby. All that and more coming up next.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why one should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalktainmentRadio.com.